Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Elderberries are decorating South Carolina roadways and riverbanks now. These clumps of bright green foliage, often 8 to 12 feet tall, are topped with large, flat clusters of white flowers. You see them most often in relatively open areas where there's organically rich, moist soil, along ditches bordering streams and rivers. Interestingly, those large clusters of flowers, botanically categorized as corms, are not particularly attractive to pollinators. Plants usually make big flowers to attract pollinators, but elderberry flowers don't have nectaries, the specialized flower structures which produce that sweet liquid so sought after by insects. They do, however, have lots of pollen-producing stamens. That pollen is apparently primarily moved by the wind. Elderberry pollen has a floral fragrance, so it's not surprising that elderberry flowers are used in cosmetic preparations and to flavor liqueurs. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.